This week I forgot to say you should. In the future, those people that would like to come, please remember to bring a Rambam in the beginning. Until Yom Kippur, you're going to learn Rambam Hilchos Teshuva. So let's start from the very beginning. For those people that do not have a Rambam in front of them, so you'll have to pay very close attention to the words of the Rambam. Whenever the Rambam wrote a topic, in the very beginning, there's like, I call it in Hebrew a koteret. It's like a headline, where the Rambam says the mitzvahs that are going to be discussed in this section. Those mitzvahs are the 613 mitzvahs that the Rambam wrote in Sefer Mitzvahs, and when he divides in the Mishnah Torah, he says in every section what the mitzvahs are. So in this particular section, Hilchos Teshuva, Rambam says there's one mitzvah. Now I need you to really, especially people without a Rambam, to try to pay close attention to the words. Somebody has a Rambam? Raise your hand. So take it. But I'm looking to see what you. I hope. Where's the Rambam? Okay, read the very beginning of the Rambam. Out loud. First paragraph. Wrong. Go on. Okay, so you read it correctly. I'd like everybody to try to pay attention to the words you just read. She yashuv hachote milifnei Hashem yitvadeh. How many mitzvahs are there? Just think about it for a second. How many mitzvahs are there? One. How do I know it's one? Because he read it very carefully. Yonatan, you heard this before. You can leave. Mitzvah sasei achat, hu she yashuv achotei milifnei Hashem b'yitzvadeh. Seems to be one mitzvah, but it seems to be comprised of two parts. The sinner should do tshuva, milifnei Hashem, I have to think what that means, b'yitzvadeh, and say b'yitzvadeh. If I would ask you now, is there a mitzvah to do tshuva, or a mitzvah to say vidui? Which one would you say? What?
The same.
Well, somehow you'd say they go together. You should do tshuva and say vidui. But there certainly is a mitzvah to do tshuva. Mitzvah sase achaz, hu she yashuv hakotei milfei Hashem. Ve yitvadeh. Okay. Now, we learned last week that the Rambam did not learn the mitzvah of tshuva from the parasha we discussed last week. For those people that we remember what we learned last week, that two things, the people that were here, the people that understood, and the people that remembered. That's a lot to hope for. But if you did from last week, we remember that the Ramban said clearly, Nachmanides, that there's a mitzvah called tshuva. And he learned it directly from a pasuk of the Chumash. The Rambam did not learn the pasuk that way. So therefore, right now, as we come into this room, we suspect, did the Rambam consider mitzvah's tshuva a mitzvah or not? Why would somebody in this room think that there's no mitzvah called tshuva? Nothing. Why not? What would be the reason to argue that there's no mitzvah doing tshuva? Go on.
That it's a part of every avera, so it's not its own individual.
Because every mitzvah requires tshuva?
Every avera, yeah.
Every avera requires tshuva? Okay, could be. What else?
It's only your back that you could say that's a choice of whether you want to do tshuva or not.
There are a lot of things that are good for you that could be mitzvahs too. Okay?
Maybe mitzvahs are something that you get reward for, but tshuva itself is just erasing the negative. And so it doesn't have a reward for it.
I don't think so. I think we're going to find out that tshuva does have a reward. Certainly the same as many, many other mitzvahs, probably more. Yeah?
It's inherent in the human being itself.
Woo! Woo! See, it's not a mitzvah because it's like breathing. It's built into the human personality. If you remember last week, I said such an idea. Ki kara ve'lecha davar ma'od. According to Ramban, I said it's built into the human psyche. And I quoted a modern philosopher. Do anybody remember who I quoted? Okay, modern Jewish philosophy. Modern religious philosophy. I quoted the first page of Rav Kook's book on tshuva, Orot HaTshuva. That's what you thought. And I said, there's a tshuva tivit. Tshuva tivit means it's built into the human person. That's your idea. Interesting. What else? Go on.
The fact that it's a mitzvah takes away from the freedom of choice aspect of it.
Takes away from what?
The Hirat Chofshi aspect of it.
I don't think it's different than any other mitzvah. I would argue that there's no need for a mitzvah of tshuva. Yesterday I stole. Obviously I've stolen property. It's wrong to have stolen property in my house. Obviously I have to give it back. That's without a mitzvah of tshuva. If I didn't daven yesterday, obviously I have to daven today. It makes a difference what I did yesterday. So every mitzvah is incumbent upon me all the time. Why do I need the mitzvah of tshuva? Or, as you said before, every mitzvah could require tshuva. Or it's built into human personality. Any one of the above could be used as an argument, there is no mitzvah of tshuva. But the Rambam seems to say clearly that there is a mitzvah of tshuva. She'yashuv ha'chotei melefnei Hashem. Now let's read the halacha. Halacha Aleph. By the way, Hilchos Tshuva itself is a very interesting thing. You think, where would you find Hilchos Tshuva in the Shulchan Aruch? Where do you think? Come on. Where? Where? Really? Anybody else? What? Good guess. Where else? Anybody who has an understanding of the difference between the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch would guess.
It's not there.
It's not there. The Rambam is different than the Shulchan Aruch. He has Hilchos Deos, Hilchos Yisari HaTorah, Hilchos Tshuva. Shulchan Aruch wouldn't have any such thing. Shulchan Aruch would only have the halachas of Yom Kippur, halachas of Taneos. With no, how many prakim are there in the Rambam here? Of Hilchos Tshuva. What? How big is this section? 10 prakim. 10. Rav Soloveitchik has said on a number of occasions that perhaps the Rambam did not have 10 prakim as a coincidence. Maybe he meant that we should learn these in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Starting from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you should learn a parak a day until Yom Kippur. The Rambam devoted a real section to Hilchos Tshuva, and we'll learn at least part of it. In general, there's a lot to learn in Hilchos Tshuva. So let's read the Rambam again, from the very beginning. Who wants to read? You need a Rambam to read. Go ahead, can you read? It's Hebrew. It's Hebrew. When I first came to the yeshiva, so Rav Echazim wanted to be nice to me, so I got maftir on some Gedalia. So Rav Echazim always gets maftir on fast days. So the first year I was here, I didn't know that, and they called me up for maftir. When he came up to read that Torah, so here, as you know, they read from a klaf. So I said to the guy, I'm going to read Daf Torah. So he turned to me and said, do you know how to read? I was very taken aback, you know. I was brought to the yeshiva. I wasn't a kid anymore. And I offered to read Daf Torah, and he looks at me like, you know how to read Hebrew? Okay, go on. Okay, I'd like everybody who has a Rambam to look carefully. There's one letter that I want you to look at specifically. One letter. That's a challenge. Anybody want to try for it? Correct. You can read it. Kishe Yashe. The Ram did not say he has to do tshuva. The Ram says all the mitzvahs of the Torah, whether they're asay or lo ta'asay, if a person transgresses one of them, whether intentionally or unintentionally, right? So far I did okay. Kol mitzvah Shabbat Torah, ben asay ben lo ta'asay. Now what's the next word? Keshe, when he does tshuva, chayav l'svada slipnei kevar. Then he has to say vidu before God. It seems from the Rambam, from reading this Rambam, when you do tshuva, you have to say vidu. Can anybody else give me another thing that is not a mitzvah, but when you do it, and you do it the right way, that's a mitzvah?
Kiddushin.
What?
Kiddushin.
Kiddushin? Speaking as a married fellow, you know, I don't know. The best example would be Gerushin. Right? There's a mitzvah in the Torah called Gerushin. I always joke around, in the month of Elul, I'm looking for more mitzvahs. I'm trying my best. You guys think I should run home and divorce my wife quickly in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Gerushin? There's no mitzvah of Gerushin. No mitzvah of divorce your wife. So what's the mitzvah? If a person's going to divorce his wife, he should do it correctly. Doing it correctly is the mitzvah the Rambam's talking about. Writing a get, delivering it, etc., etc. So here also, that's what it seems in the Rambam. The mitzvah, any mitzvah in the Torah, whether it's Aseh, Lo Taaseh, if a person blew it, so when he does tshuva, he has to say vidur. It seems there's no mitzvah called tshuva. There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is called vidur. That's what it seems. There is an interesting Talmid Chacham named the Chida. His name was Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai. A very interesting person. But he wrote Sfarim. In one of the Sfarim of the Chida, he wrote that there is definitely no mitzvah called tshuva. Because, he said, you know there's a principle in Judaism that if you do a lav, a regular lav, you get malchus. Let's say a person would eat chazer, and there would be Eidim Asura and the whole shebang, he would get malchus. There are certain exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions is called a lav anitak la'aseh. What's a lav anitak la'aseh? Does anybody know? A lav anitak la'aseh, you know? And what's the essay?
The
essay
is that you have to destroy the
comics. Good. So you said a lav anitak means a lav that if you do, the Torah told me how to rectify it. For example, he mentioned chametz. Without going into details, it might be an interesting question if it's true, but as an example, it's definitely true. A person could not have chametz in Pesach. And if you do, you burn it. So you say you shouldn't get malchus for owning chametz of Pesach, because at the end, you're going to burn it. That's a lav anitak la'aseh. So the Chida said, if there will be a mitzvah of tshuva, then you never get malchus. Get it? Because every lav in the Torah would be nitak la'aseh. The Torah told me don't eat chazer. What should I do? Do tshuva. If there will be a mitzvah called tshuva, then every single mitzvah, every lav, would be a lav anitak la'aseh. You could argue with Chida. It's easy to argue. But the Chida did say it, that there's no mitzvah called tshuva. In the Rambam, three very great Talmid Chachamim all said that there's no mitzvah of tshuva. They read the Rambam the way we just read the Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The three people that I'm going to mention are Rav Kook, the Minchas Chinuch, and the Avodas HaMelech. I hope you heard of the Minchas Chinuch. I hope you heard of Rav Kook. The Avodas HaMelech, it was an uncle of Rav Soloveitchik. He was a Rav in Vilna before the war. His name was Menachem Kukovsky. So those three people all wrote in their Sfarim that there is no mitzvah of tshuva. Rav Kook was the only one that I remember that Rav Kook said, I don't think there's a mitzvah called tshuva. But I have a problem. What's the problem? Why did the Rambam write it in the Koteret? He said, I don't know the answer. In the Koteret, it seems there is a mitzvah of tshuva. But the Rambam doesn't think so, because in the mitzvah, he says the mitzvah is vidui. So the mitzvah is vidui and not tshuva. That's what Rav Kook felt. And he quoted the Chida, by the way. I know the Chida from Rav Kook, not because I know Chida. But Rav Kook quoted the Chida, which is a very clever argument. It's a mitzvah, every lav would be a lav anitak la'aseh. Okay, we're going to get back to that today. Before we get back to that, Before, when I asked something about tshuva, one of the young fellows here said to me that when you do an aveir, you have to do tshuva. I understand that. Do you notice the Rambam said there's tshuva for mitzvahs asay also? And what do you say if you to do tshuva mitzvahs asay? What would you say? What would you say? I did a mitzvah asay. How would you say that? I did not do a mitzvah asay. How would you say that in Hebrew? What? I was mevatel and asay. Read the Rambam again. Call mitzvah shvatara, ben asay ben lot asay. Kshiyavar adam alachas meyan. Kshiyavar adam alachas meyan. The word avor means to pass. To pass which? Mitzvah asay and mitzvah lot asay. What? Read the Rambam carefully. What is kshiyavar adam alachas meyan?
Both.
Both. Both asays and lot asays. When you're over a lotase, so you did something wrong. An over an ase is also over. Over an ase means you did not fulfill an ase. What does over mean? You thought over means I did something wrong. You can't say I did something wrong if I didn't say kriyashma. So what does over mean here? What was I over? Come on.
Yes, sir.
What?
The mitzvah of the ase.
I'm over the mitzvah. What does it mean to be over the mitzvah? I did not fulfill the mitzvah. I did not do Ritzon Hashem. That can be considered over al, whatever you want to say. I think it means over al Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch. That's what it means over. But the Ram says, you do tshuva for a lo ta'aseh, you tshuva for an aseh. That's an important thing. Because many people think tshuva is from lo ta'aseh. I know I spoke badly. I know I did something wrong, but for a mitzvah saseh, I was walking the other day in the street, and I saw an old man trying to cross the street. I didn't go to help him. Would you do tshuva for that? It's a mitzvah saseh, go help someone. But you think, wow, I have to do tshuva? Most people don't think so, in my opinion. And therefore, the Ram, I have to point it out, mitzvah shebat Torah, ben aseh ben lo taseh, kishiyavar adam al achas. The person transgresses, being b'zodan, being b'shkaka, whether intentionally or not intentionally. What happens if he did it ba'onis, a person did not bear ba'onis? Let's say I ate treif because somebody forced me to do it. Do you think I have to do tshuva?
No.
What?
No.
Why not?
We forced you to do it.
Well, you're right. But the bottom line is I ate treif. So should I feel bad? Tell the truth. Do you feel bad? If somebody really forced you to do an aveira, I was once really, really sick in a hospital. According to law, I was a chola sheyesh bo sakana. A chola sheyesh bo sakana, whatever he asks for, you give him. One of my friends came in and said, this is your chance in a lifetime. Ask for a cheeseburger. Tell him you're really hungry, you're craving for a cheeseburger. You'll find out what it tastes like. A chola sheyesh bo sakana, whatever you want. You have to do tshuva if you were mechal Shabbos. It's interesting because you're in a from yeshiva, and you'll ask guys in Shana Dal and Shana Hey, we ever mechal Shabbos? So you're going to a from yeshiva. What are you talking about? Almost every single guy in this yeshiva in Shana Dal and Shana Hey was mechal Shabbos. Why? Because they were in the army. So they probably did something somehow, somewhere. That's a problem. But under the circumstances, it's heter. You don't have to feel bad about it. I don't know if, I think I would feel bad. But you don't have to. That's what the Rambam is saying. Ben bezodim, ben bishkar. Okay, now we have to get to the main point. We don't have much time to get to the main point. How do we explain the Rambam? Rav Soloveitchik came up with this brilliant, brilliant interpretation. It's something that's one of the most basic ideas of Rav Soloveitchik. It can be used in many, many, many circumstances. So we're going to use one as an example before we get back to this one. Please, the people that have a Rambam, open up to Hilchos Tefillah, to the laws of davening. It's an Ava. You have not.
I have a Mabah.
Right. Again, who has a Rambam? Is willing to read? Again, who has a Rambam is willing to read? Unbelievable. Okay. From the, again, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. No, come on. Okay, now read the Rambam. Tell them that you read it quickly, you were thinking or how to read it correctly. You notice the difference? It's not easy. And the other one? Right. The Rambam, again, changed the language. In the mitzvah, describing what the mitzvah is, the Rambam said the mitzvah is to do avodas Hashem by David. Mitzvah saseh, achas. La avodas Hashem b'chol yom b'tfilah. The mitzvah is to do avodas Hashem through David. And in the halacha, the Rambam didn't say that. Mitzvah saseh litpalel b'chol yom. The mitzvah is to daven every day. So the Rav explained like this. I really, really would like, even though I'm going to do it briefly, to try to not just understand it, but try to remember it and internalize it. It's a very important point that Rav Salvation is thinking. The Torah said, La'avodas Hashem. La'avda b'chol levavchem. The Midrash says, La'avda b'chol levavchem means to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is avodas Hashem? If I would ask a good person who is really devoted, dedicating his life to serve Kaddish Baruch Hu, and I would ask him, what is Avodas Hashem? My assumption is that he would say, whatever I do in my daily life. Coming here to give a shiur is Avodas Hashem. Coming to the shiur to learn is Avodas Hashem. Going afterwards to eat is Avodas Hashem. I'm going to eat to make sure I'm strong, to make sure I'm healthy, to make sure I can do mitzvahs, to make sure I can learn, etc. That's everything you do. So when the Torah said, L'avdo b'l'chol levavchem, I have to know, what does the Sifri mean? Eizu hi avodah shelim. So the question is, what's the height of avodah Hashem? What's the avodah Hashem? Everything might be avodah Hashem. What's the avodah Hashem? Specifically, what's the avodas Hashem in your heart? And the answer is tefillah. So if a person davens, what biblical mitzvah does he fulfill? Come on. Which mitzvah? Avodas Hashem. Ul'avdo b'chol v'bach. What did he actually do? He said words. He davened. What would happen if a person took a lulav, but he did not have the right kavanah? What do you think would happen to him? Would he fulfill the mitzvah or not? Does anybody know? I can't hear. Don't be scared. I heard somebody say the right thing. There's a machlokas in the Gemara if mitzvah shrichas kavanah or not. Some opinions in the Gemara think that if you do a mitzvah without kavanah, you're yotzei. Some things you're not yotzei. You can discuss them. By tefillah, nobody could say that if you daven without kavanah, you fulfill the mitzvah. Nobody can say that. Why not? Come on, help me.
Because that's the whole mitzvah.
Explain.
It's part of the mitzvah. It's not just like a side point. It's like the kavanah is what makes the mitzvah a mitzvah.
Okay. I'll try to explain what you mean. When a person does lulav, Zohar told me to take a lulav. I took the lulav. An adjunct to this would be you should have kavana. So that's the question. I don't have kavana. I do have kavana. Do I fulfill the mitzvah? The bottom line is I shook the lulav. There is no mitzvah in the Torah to daven. It doesn't say in the Torah mitzvah to daven. What does it say? Avodas Hashem. So if I daven without kavana, I didn't do avodas Hashem. It's true I daven, but I didn't do avodas Hashem. So you didn't fulfill the mitzvah at all. That's what you meant to say, right?
Yes, something like that.
Good. So, by the way, Rav Salvechik used to do that all the time. He used to ask somebody, what's the pshat? and you never knew what he wanted. So you just said any sentence. Like the Rav would ask a question, and I would say, yes, it shows there are two different ideas here. And the Rav would say, correct. And then he would speak for half an hour, explain what it is. He says, that is what you meant, right? And if you said no, you were an idiot. Yes, Rebbe, exactly what I said. You articulated beautifully. So the Rambam says the mitzvah of davening in the Koteret is to describe the mitzvah of the Torah, what you fulfill. In the Halacha, the Rambam explained not what you fulfill, but what you do. Again, go back to Tefillah. What does the Koteret say? Mitzvat aseh achat la'avod et Hashem. That's the biblical mitzvah. That's the mitzvah d'oraisa. How do you go about doing that? What do? You do by saying the words. And that's why in the Halacha, the Rambam's giving a pragmatic approach. What do? Mitzvah say litpaleo. He doesn't talk about love, though. In the Koteret, he talks about what you fulfill. In the Rav's language, and that's why I avoided the language until now to try to explain it without using language. And according to the Rav, there's a dichotomy between the Maaseh HaMitzvah and the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Maaseh HaMitzvah is what a person does. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is not what he does, it's what he fulfills. If I take a lulav and shake it, what's the Maaseh HaMitzvah? What's the Kiyum HaMitzvah? Shaking the lulav. Many mitzvahs are identical. The Rav liked the mitzvahs very much where they weren't identical. Where there's a maisa and a kiyum. The maisa is to do an action, but the kiyum is the kiyum not of the action, it's something behind the action. For the people that have not heard this before, try to think of four or five examples offhand. There's a fellow connected to the yeshiva, Rabbi Ronnie Ziegler, who is a big expert in the Rav. He wrote, I think, his doctorate about the Rav. He does a lot of work. He told me once that I think he has 32 places where the Rav wrote about Maaseh HaKiyum. And I don't know 32. I do know that my son said to me once, he heard a shiur from me, and he said, Abba, I think you could talk about this for a week without stopping. Maaseh and Kiyum. Anybody have an example besides what we've just talked about? Yeah? You raised your hand, huh?
Teshuva.
Oh, okay, we're talking about Tefillah and Teshuva. But the one I would go before, I'm looking for a different example, would be, I'll give you two, three examples easy. One is the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. What's the definition of Simchas Yontif? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to have meat, drink wine, buy new clothes for your wife, jewelry for your wife. I'm not talking about earrings for men. Jewelry for wives. All this is part of Simchas Yontif. The person, I always give the example. Erev Sukkot in the afternoon, I found out the last game of the World Series and the Yankees lost. I'm mamish in the throes of despair. And then I come to the sukkah the first night. I can't get over it. A-Rod struck out with bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth. So my wife serves me. I drink a good bottle of wine. And I'm just thinking that last pitch was a bull. Why did he swing at it? You think I fulfilled Simchas Yontif? I did all the right things. I ate meat, I drank wine, I was wearing a brand new suit, my wife was wearing a beautiful dress with a gold bracelet. Everything's lovely. But it's pretty obvious. What other mitzvah would be like that? On the other side of the spectrum. Avelus. What do you think Avelus is? Avelus is sit on the floor, take off your shoes, etc., etc. And a person hates his brother died, he doesn't care at all, means nothing to him, totally unaffected. He sits there on the floor, tells jokes, fools around, has a good time for the week, people come to visit him. You think he's an author? Do you think that's the mitzvah of Avelus? All the things that depend upon your inner thoughts, you could distinguish between the masa and the kiyum. So next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll begin. I'll explain tshuva and tefillah again. Please remember to bring the Rambam. We'll also continue.